I'm Carol Hills with The World. Army Major Kemal Singh Kelsey was born in India and is an ER doctor in New Jersey. He also observes his faith, Sikhism, or Sikhism, as it's often pronounced. Like observant Sikh men have done for 500 years, he wears his hair and beard uncut. That's not allowed by the Department of Defense dress code, and it nearly prevented Major Kelsey from serving in the Army. Major Kelsey, you're the first observant Sikh of your generation to serve in the U.S. military. How did you get in?
It was a long and arduous process. I got in when I was in my first year of medical school, 7 or 8 months before 9/11, and when a recruiter came and said, "Hey, would you like to join?" So I said yes and wore my uniform, kept my turban and beard, and never had any problems. It wasn't until I went on full-time active duty that my commanding officers said that this would be an issue. They said, "Look, we support you staying in. We'll just go up the chain of command." And therein started a process that took me better part of a year and a half. 15,000 petitioners wrote in on my behalf to then Secretary of Defense Gates, 50 congressional signatures, and then pressure from the White House also.
We should remind our listeners that until 1981, Sikh Americans were able to serve in the military. It was under Ronald Reagan and Caspar Weinberger that the rule went in to not allow Sikhs because of the beard and turban. One of the reasons given was around the inability to wear a helmet with the turban on and that the beard would interfere with the gas mask. Remind us why Sikhs wear the beard and turban.
You know, the turban and the beard are part of our religious uniform. Sikhs have always been taught to stand up for the defenseless and to stand up against oppression. Our 10th Guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, established the turban and beard as an identity for us so that anybody seeking a Sikh's help could look out and find us.
So the beard and the turban are signifiers. I want to bring us back to today. You're serving in the military. You have a long beard, which you've never cut, yet it looks trimmed. How do you get it to look like that?
I keep it very neat. You know, I tie it up at the bottom of my chin, and I use a little bit of hair product, and it conforms to my face very nicely. It may look like it's trimmed, but it's actually not. And that's part of the reason why I've had no issues in getting my gas mask to seal on my face.
Have you served in combat?
Yes, ma'am. I was in Afghanistan in Helmand Province in 2011. You know, Sikhs serve openly and freely in Canada, in Britain, in India, and other modern militaries throughout the world. We've known for quite some time that the helmet and the gas mask issue is, in fact, not really an issue. If you note, Special Forces and Navy SEALs routinely have relaxed grooming standards with facial hair, beards, long hair. And so we're left asking ourselves, what's the problem? If Jews can wear the yarmulke or the skull cap, and they can accommodate that, why not the turban?
With the current climate as it is, a lot of Americans concerned about terrorist attacks and a lot of kind of unfortunate expressions of Islamophobia. I know Sikhs are not Muslim, but are you ever mistaken for one?
Yes, I am. You know, it would be very easy for me to say, "Hey, look, I'm not Muslim," but I tend not to say that because then in essence, I'm saying, well, it would be okay to discriminate against Muslims. The current atmosphere of Islamophobia in the United States needs to change because that's not the type of country we are. It's historically not who we've been.
I think part of it is there's sort of an other phobia going on. And so it, basically the having a turban and a long beard, do you ever sort of get those questions from Americans about, well, who are you and are you from here, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, all the time. In fact, there was a period after 9/11 happened when people were really on edge. So they would stare at me. In fact, when I went to the airport, I was randomly screened 100% of the time. These things over time, you know, got better. But in recent months, perhaps as a result of this crazy political rhetoric that we're seeing around the elections, things have gotten bad again. We're seeing an increase in Sikhs being targeted for hate crimes, for bullying, for job discrimination. Just in the past month, there have been several incidents of Sikhs being called, you know, some derogatory racial remarks being thrown at them and then being assaulted.
What do you think the impact has been on Sikhs from having you and others serve in the military?
it's a positive and uplifting thing to have a member of your own community serving in the military. Now, the military is the largest employer in the United States, and it sets the tone for the rest of the country.
Major Kelsey, is there any vote expected or any change in this policy? Or for the time being, is it going to be a case-by-case basis in terms of sick men serving in the military?
Well, as far as we know, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. We had a letter submitted just last month of 27 retired generals that have asked Secretary of Defense Ash Carter to change the policy for patriotic sick Americans that are looking to serve so that my little brother or my son or my daughter can just walk into a recruiter's office just like any other American and serve their country. You know, what the process that took me a year and a half takes regular Americans just minutes.
Major Kamal Kelsey is an ER doctor in the U.S. Army Reserves. Thank you, Major Kelsey.
Thank you, ma'am.